In this bulletin, a body believed to be that of a missing hiker found south of Alice Springs. The federal government celebrates the repeal of the so-called Medivac laws. And in sport, Rugby Australia and Israel Folau reach a settlement in a legal dispute over his sacking. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The body of a woman believed to be that of missing hiker Claire Hockridge has been found south of Alice Springs. The 46-year-old was travelling with two friends a fortnight ago when their ute became bogged in a riverbed 2 weeks ago. Both of her travelling companions have been rescued in recent days. Northern Territory Police say they've yet to conduct a formal identification of the body. The federal government is celebrating the repeal of the so-called Medivac laws, the laws which give doctors a greater say in transferring refugees from offshore detention to Australia for medical treatment, were overturned by the government after securing support from Independent Senator Jackie Lambie. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Medivac laws acted as a loophole that allowed people to get around the rules and come to Australia. He says scrapping the laws will restore integrity to border security.
Our government has always been consistent. The Liberal and National parties have always been consistent. We have always taken the actions that are necessary to ensure that Australians can have confidence in the way our borders are managed, which enables them to have confidence about how our immigration program is managed.
The Human Rights Law Centre says overturning the Medivac laws means those still in offshore detention are now deprived of essential medical care. The centre's legal director, David Burke, has described the decision as shameful.
The government's actions today are cruel and vindictive. There are women and men in offshore detention right now who two independent doctors have assessed as needing medical treatment that is not available to them there. The minister has accepted that they need that treatment and approved their applications. What is happening with those people?
Australian economic growth continues to fall short of what Treasurer Josh Frydenberg promised heading into this year's federal election. The latest national accounts show the economy grew by 1.7% in the year to September compared to a previously reported 1.4% as of June. It backs Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe's view that Australia's economy has reached a gentle turning point but is still well short of the 2.75% predicted for the financial year when the Treasurer handed down his pre-election budget in April. Mr. Frydenberg has defended the disparity, saying despite domestic and international challenges, the economy continues to grow.
What you need to look at in the context of the economic challenges that Australia faces is that we are not alone. And these challenges, be the trade tensions between the United States and China and the devastating drought at home, these domestic and global economic challenges are very real. They are being felt across the Australian economy, but the economy, as shown by the numbers today, is being remarkably resilient.
Under a new bill, people who take exams or write essays on behalf of university students could be jailed for up to 2 years. The Morrison government is proposing a bill to introduce tougher penalties for those found profiting from making students cheat. Education Minister Dan Tehan says the high penalties of up to 2 years in jail and $100,000 fines are necessary. He says the bill is aimed squarely at penalising the providers of cheating services, not the students who use them. In sport, Rugby Australia has apologised to Israel Folau as part of its settlement with the former Wallaby over his sacking due to controversial social media posts. The two sides have announced a confidential settlement has been reached after mediation ordered by the Federal Circuit Court. Folau had asked for $14 million in compensation for the sacking, while Rugby Australia said it was within its rights to sack him over a homophobic Instagram post in April. Rugby Australia says while it doesn't condone discrimination of any kind on the grounds of someone's sexuality, the social media posts reflects Folau's genuinely held religious beliefs and he didn't intend to harm or offend anyone when he uploaded it. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Very hot and sunny in Perth, a top of 38. In Adelaide, cloud clearing and 23. In Melbourne, mostly cloudy and 21. A shower or two for Hobart, a windy 18 degrees there. In Canberra, also becoming windy, a sunny top of 28. In Wollongong, much the same, sunny and 32. Smoke haze for Sydney and 33. In Newcastle, much the same, 34. In Brisbane, fine weather, 35. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 33. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.